We are doing the book of Yoel, and we're up to what's called the fourth chapter. We're nearing the end. And the Navi has turned to, the Navi has turned to say positive things about what good is going to come. And the Navi had described how the Jews will come back to Yerushalayim. And all the nations will be brought down to Emek Yoshaphat, and there will be a world war. The nations will gather upon Israel and Jerusalem. And over there, when it seems like everything's over, Hashem says, I'll come down and I'll take them to task for all the afflictions they've done to my nation in the past. So Hashem says, then there'll be a payback. And Hashem will take them to task. We pointed out over two things, the nation and the land. Hashem says, I hold them accountable both for the suffering of the nation and for their dividing up of the land. This one says, I'll take this part. This one says, I'll take that part. So, well, maybe we'll start in the beginning of the topic, Dalet Aleph. Ki hine bayamimai ma uvaetahi. For behold, in those days and at that time, Asher Ashiv et Shevut Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, that I will bring back the exile, the return of exile from Judah and Jerusalem, v'kibatzi et kol hagoyim v'horatim el Eimek Yehoshaphat. I will gather all the nations. I will bring them down to the valley of Yehoshaphat, which could be understood as the name of a place, or it could be understood as judgment. Yeho is God's, the first two letters of the Tetragrammaton, right? First three letters, Yud Kei Vav. Shafat, Hashem will judge them or punish them there. The word Shafat could mean to judge or to punish. V'nishpatti imam sham. Hashem says, and there I will take them to task. Alamim v'nachalati Yisrael asher pizru v'agoyim ve'et ha'otzi chileku. Over my nation that they scattered among the nation, my nation Israel that they scattered, and my land that they divided. And this is where we left off last week. Pasuk Gimel. Ve'elami yadu goral. And over my nation they drew lots. Who's going to take which part of the nation? Vaitenu hayeled bazona vehayalda macheru vayayin vayishtu. And they sold the children and they used them as payments for their prostitutes, and the daughters they'd sell for the wine they were drinking. So the simple reading of the pasuk is they used the Jewish children for barter for a prostitute or for wine. There might be also an indication over here that they took the boys for the way in ancient times they used to take boys with them to war, and they'd use the boys sleeping with them as their male prostitutes. And the girls they sold for wine, the Navi says. V'gam ma'atem li tzo v'tzidon v'chol gililot pilashet. Hashem says, and what claims do you have on me? So Tzidon, all the exiles of Plishtim, ha'gemul atem meshalemim alai. Hashem says, are you paying me back for what I hurt you in the past? When you hurt my children, I never hurt you. And yet look at what you did to my children. V'im gomelim atem alai kal meira ashiv gemulchem b'roshechem. So, being that really you have no claim, so then why did you hurt my children? And you should know that as payback, swiftly I will pay you back for how you've hurt my children. Now these are the nations that were our neighbors. So we'll discuss in a second. Sidon was our neighbor to the north, and Gelilot Pilashet is the Philistines. So the Gelilot is like the fortified cities of the Philistines. So the Navi is taking them to task. They were often the first to come and attack. Sometimes they volunteered their troops just to help destroy Israel. So Hashem says, tell me, what were you paying me back that you did this? And being that you have no claim, so I will pay you back for what you've done. So throughout Tanakh, Chazal told us, on one end there was a city of Tzor. It was some kind of island that was extremely wealthy, and they benefited from the destruction of Israel, because the merchants that sailed away with the wealth of Israel, they would pass through Tzor, and Tzor was a merchant city. They had a huge marketplace there. So there was a city of Tzor, and Tzor rejoiced over the downfall of Israel. Chazal tell us that Tzor is also a code for all of Edom. Tzor, whenever you encounter Tzor in Tanakh, except for an exception, the Medrash says it's always code for Edom. So whenever we read Tzor, we have to maintain that. The Pashat Pshat is Tzor is that island country that lived not far from Israel and really benefited from our destruction. They were the second place that people went through to do business. The land of Israel was called the land of Kinaan. Kinaan literally means merchants. The merchants' routes went through Israel. That's why there was always war here. God put us in the center of everything. So there'd always be problems here. It would always be challenging to live here. God didn't put us down in Mozambique. So we're in the center of everything. And the correspondence to us in the sea is Tzor. Tzor was also at the center of the merchants' routes. But Tzor was an island. The ships went through Tzor. And Tzor said, I will become full from their destruction. And we know, we learned in the Gemara and Megillah, the Gemara assumes that that pasuk is a reference to all of Edom. That Edom says, when the Jews go down, I'll go up. Great, let them be destroyed. So Tzor, we find in the Shas, and also we find in the Medrash, is a code for Edom. The Medrash says explicitly that Tzor throughout Tanakh is like the capital of Edom. Yes?
Yeah, which time period is this?
Oh, so we had different pshatim as to when exactly this was said. The simple understanding is that Yoel is living towards the end of the first temple, and he's prophesizing to the end of time, to the time of Mashiach, the time of the war of Gog and Magog.
Was everyone given the privilege of prophesying the end of times?
No. Prophet got what God gave him. Not everyone got the privilege of prophesizing. A person could spend his life in preparation and never have prophecy.
The main prophets,
No. Pasuk Hey, Asher Kaspi Uzhavi Lekachtem. You took my silver, you took my gold, I'm going to pay you back for it, Hashem says. I gave the Jews wealth, and you came and looted, you plundered my children. Umachmadai atovim haveitim leheichelechem. And the items I own that people covet, machmadai are the things that people covet. Like it says in our parasha, lo sachmod. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, so it's called lo sachmod. To lachmod is to covet. So things that other people covet, things that are desired, are called machmadai. The truth is that even the term we use for an object, what's an object in modern Hebrew? Chafetz. Chafetz comes from the word chafetz also, something that people desire. So Hashem says, Umachmadaya tovim, my good things that people would always desire, that I gave my children, the Jewish people, haveitem lehechlechem. You brought them to your temples. Uvnei Yehuda, uvnei Yerushalayim, mechalteim livnei hayevanim. And my children, the children of Yehuda, the children of Yerushalayim, you sold them to the neighbors, the sons of the Greeks. The Navi is referring to what was happening towards the destruction. The nation saw that we were losing ground. And what the nations did was our wonderful neighbors, the Philistines and the people in the north, Sidon and Tzor, they'd send their terrorists and they'd kidnap Jewish children and sell them out to the Greeks, out to the islands, so that we'd never be able to look them up and bring them back. So there was massive kidnapping going on and selling them as slaves. So, Uvnei Yehuda, Uvnei Yerushalayim, the sons of Judah, the sons of Jerusalem, Mechaltem Livnei Ayvanim, you sold to the sons of the Greeks, Leman Harchikam Me'al Gevulam, and your point was to distance them from their border. This way there would be no continuum to the Jewish people. If the next generation is being sold en masse out to the Greeks, you're minimizing the next generation. Now, here Chazal tell us that the Greeks were rampantly going men after men. Chazal even made an institution in the period of the Second Temple that a Jewish child may not play with a non-Jewish child lest he teach him how a person can have that immoral activity. There's a special takana that Beit Hillel made that a non-Jew, anything he touches is defiled. So you think maybe you don't want them to learn idol worship from them, you don't want them to learn bad traits from them. No. Chazal saying he will get him used to have men sleeping with men in an intimate way.
Wow.
And that was the whole institution of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They said, just to prevent that, we have to make a decree that non-Jews are, anything they touch is defiled. So that people will respect. They'll say, I can't let my boy become defiled if he touches him. So that they'd respect. If you tell them it's not good for the chinuch, that they might not listen to the rabbi. So they made a whole institution. And here, the people who were very into that were the Greeks. So it could be that the Pasuk, when it says they were sold to the sons of the Greeks, is referring to that, as he discussed earlier. Sold for prostitution, the boys. Yeah?
Does that apply today's time to someone who's Jewish, who's homosexual?
So I was thinking, we have a class on that online. And I was thinking of someone asked that earlier in the week, but they didn't ask it again last night. So if you want, ask it next Thursday. We'll try to deal with it. Hineni me'iram min ha'makom asher mechaltem otam shama. Hashem says, I will arouse their hearts to return from the lands that you sold them there. Vashivoti gemulchem beroshechem, and through them I will pay you back. I'll pay you in kind for what you did. Now, if this is talking about the days of Gog Magog, and it is talking about the children who were sold during the period of the First Temple or the Second Temple, so then you have to ask yourselves, what does that mean? There is one of the commentaries, not over here, but one of the commentaries says that before the coming of Mashiach, one of the things that has to happen is a lot of people will want to convert to Judaism. There'll be a great influx of converts, and that is because there are souls out there that really belong in here. When all the nations said, we don't want the Torah, so there were some people among them that said, we do. So God said, okay, I'll give you an opportunity to come back in the form of a ger. But we could also say that if those children were lost among the nations and Hashem promises I'll bring them back, the children who were kidnapped, well, how's that going to happen 2 millennium later? So it could be that that's also one fulfillment of the prophecy, that the Gerim are really their descendants. They're these children that Hashem promised I'll bring them back, maybe.
This is prophesied 2,000 years ago, this exact, that the Gerim would...
It doesn't. The pasuk says the way we read it that I'll bring back these children. It says I'll bring back these children that were sold out into the Greeks. How are they ever going to get back? What does the pasuk mean? So I'm saying this might be a possible explanation. Umachalti et bineichem v'et binoteichem, and Hashem says, okay, now I'll pay you back the Philistines, Tzor, Sidon. I will sell your sons and children, biyad bnei Yehuda, umcharum lishvayim el goy rachok, ki Adonai dibeir. And your children will be sold also into captivity, into a distant land, so that they don't come back. And Hashem says, that is my decree, that this is the way it's going to be. There will be payback. Kiruzot bagoyim kadeshu milchama. Hashem says, announce this among the nations and let them prepare themselves for war. We're talking about the final war, the war that's referred to in Tanakh as the war of Gog and Magog. kol anshei amilchama, arouse their brave warriors, let them come forth and ascend, all the men of war. Kitu iteichem lacharavot. Hashem says, take your plows and sharpen them into swords. Umazmiroteichem liomachim, and take your shears and turn them into spears. Hachalash yomal gibor ani. Even the weakened person should declare himself strong and come to war. Hashem says, I invite you all to this great war. In this pasuk, people quoted this when the Arabs started using tractors to kill Jews. They said, that's an application of this pasuk. The pasuk says, you use the tools that are ordinarily used for plowing, for building, and you use that for war. Kitu itechem lacharavot. Hashem says, bang down, fix up your plows into swords, and turn your shears into spears. Let even the weak person declare himself brave, and let all of the nations come to war. Ushu vavo cholagoyim misaviv v'nikbatsu. Ushu is like nikbatsu. Ushu means let gather. All the nations from all around, let them all gather. Shama hanchat Adonai giborecha. Over there, Hashem will bring your brave warriors down. Hanchat is to bring down. Hashem says, over there, when the time comes for this final war, then I'll take down the brave and great warriors of the nations. Ye'oru v'yalu hagoyim el eimek Yehoshaphat. Let the nations be aroused. Let them all ascend to the valley of Yehoshaphat, which we explained earlier. And at that place of war, Kisham Eshev Lishpot et kol hagoyim misaviv. Over there, in the place of war, there I will prove how evil you've been in the past, and there I will judge you for all the evil you have done to my children. Shilchu magal kivashal katsir. Now, Hashem compares the nations to a crop, to wheat that is fully ripened, and it's time to harvest them. And so Hashem says, Shilchu magal. Magal is the sickle. That's a round knife that's used to cut down the wheat. Hashem says, it's time to take out the sickle and apply the sickle to the wheat, because the wheat is fully ripened, it's time to harvest. Hashem saying, it's time to harvest among the nations, it's time to have payback, to have judgment. Bo uridu kimaleagat heishiku haikavim ki rabba ra'atam. Hashem says, Hashem continues the allegory and compares them to a press that's filled with grapes, and it's time to go into that press and stomp on the grapes. So to Hashem says, come, go down, kimale'a gat, because the gat, that bath, that big vessel where they put all the grapes is full, and it's time to step on them. Heshiku haikavim. You hear the noise of the presses, you hear the noise of the wine spilling out as the grapes are pressed. Ki rabba ra'atam, because they've done so much evil, Hashem says, now it's time, they've had their full. Hashem says, I don't judge nations till they've reached their full. When they've reached capacity of evil, that's when I wipe them out. But until then, I don't get involved. So Hashem says, Ki rabba ra'atam, they've done so much evil, now I'm going to take them to task. Hamonim, hamonim, be'emek hecharutz. There are masses that will fall in the valley of Charutz, which is also the valley of Yehoshaphat. And the word Charutz means to be decisive, to cut, to declare, to decree. So in that valley, God will make a decisive judgment over them. And that's why it's also called the valley of decisiveness. Be'emek hecharutz, the valley of judgment, the valley of the decisiveness. Ki karov yom Adonai be'emek hecharutz. Hashem says the day of judgment is near in that valley of decisiveness. So it's been 2 millennia now, but the Navi says it's near. I guess in the perspective of the Navi, it's near. Or else it had potential for being earlier. As I'll say, it could have happened with Chizkiyo. It could have happened during the period of the first temple. It's up to us.
Were they aware of the 6,000 years, like the sabbatical, like the last 1,000 years is the Mashiach, or however they say it. They were aware of this, yes?
They said it.
Right, so I'm saying, so if they said it, and then they make a statement that the end is near, that's a lot of years to go. So I don't understand the significant contradiction.
So there are many potential times for Mashiach to come. Mashiach could come today if we only live up to our end of the deal. The 6,000 is a maximum. Hashem says there are two times when Mashiach could come. Either Be'ita, at its set time, there is a deadline where if you haven't made it by then, God says, okay, I'll bring him. Or Achishena, if we do what we're supposed to do, then Hashem says, I'll bring him sooner. Hashem says, even if you don't do what you're supposed to do, okay, we'll hit the deadline, fine. And then I'll bring him. That's the 6,000 years. But ideally, we want him tomorrow. What are we waiting for? We have to fix the world and make him come. Shemesh v'yareach kandaru v'chochavim asifu nogam. The sun and the moon are going to darken. We said kadaru is like kedar, like a pot. Their pots were black. The sun and the moon will darken, and the stars will gather their light. V'adonai mitzion yishag u'mirushalayim yitein kolo v'rashu shamayim v'aretz. And Hashem says, Hashem will let out His roar from Zion, from Jerusalem. His voice will be heard, and the heavens and the earth will tremble. V'adonai machseh le'amo u'ma'oz livnei Yisrael. And Hashem says, I am the coverage of my nation. I am the strength of Israel. V'idatem. And now you will know, ki ani Adonai Eloheichem shochein b'tzion har kodshi. You will know that it is I, Hashem, your God, who dwells in Zion, my holy mountain. Ve'ayeta Yerushalayim kodesh, v'zarim lo yavru va'od. Hashem will bring back the Shekhinah to Yerushalayim. Hashem will make His presence known in Yerushalayim. And then Hashem says, you will recognize that this is my territory. I've brought back my Shekhinah to Yerushalayim. And strangers will no longer be allowed to pass through Jerusalem. In the time of the first and second temple, non-Jews were allowed to approach the temple. They had a limit. They couldn't go into the Holy of Holies. They were limited. As we learned the story a while ago, right? About Kviya ben Tesisa. Did we ever learn that story about the slippers he made the Roman emperor? We learned that story, right? So they could enter, but up to a point. Hashem says, when I return my Shekhinah, then strangers will not be allowed to pass through Jerusalem anymore. V'haya v'yom ahu yitifu harim asis. And it will be on that day, Hashem says, the mountains will drip from wine. There's going to be so much grapes that the mountains will be dripping from wine. V'agivahot telachna chalav. And the hilltops will have so much graze for the cattle that you'll go through the hilltops and you'll see streams of milk, because their udders will be dripping. There'll be so much plenty in Israel. V'chol afikei Yehuda yelech u'mahayim. And all the places of Judah will be flowing with waters, the places that ordinarily had waters. Afik is a place where waters flow strongly. So Afikei Yehuda, the places that of Judah that should have waters, Yelech Umayim will flow with water. Umayan mi beit Adonai yeitze veishka et nachal hashitim. In a stream will come out of the temple. And this stream is described by the prophet Yechezkel and the prophet Zechariah. This stream will go out and will water the valleys of Shittim. It's going to go out, it's going to be like this long river. Mitzrayim lishmama tihyeh. Mitzrayim will be desolate. Ve'edom limidbar shemama tihyeh. And Edom will also be like a desolate desert. Mechamas b'nei Yehuda asher shafechu dam naki be'artzam. And this is payback, Hashem says, for the blood of Judah, that they spilled clean blood in their land. On the contrast, Judah will stay for eternity. They will not be destroyed anymore. And Jerusalem will also stay for eternity. Viniketi damam lo niketi. And Hashem says, even though I will cleanse, so to speak, the enemies for their evil doing to Israel, and theoretically I will take their money, I will destroy their economy, I will bring it all back to Israel, Hashem says, but you should know, viniketi, and even though the destruction of their economy and their wealth, theoretically I've cleansed them of their sins, damam lo niketi, but spilled blood I will not clean off by mere payback of money. That doesn't work that way. The Torah says, when a person murders, the murderer has to be put to death. Hashem says, justice cannot be paid off with money. And so Hashem says, viniketi, even though the nations will be cleansed of their monetary sins, they're stealing Israel's wealth by paying back that money, that money will come back to Israel. But damam lo niketi, that doesn't clean the blood. Vadonai shochein b'tzion. And Hashem says, and don't worry, I live in Zion. So even though the nations, after they lose their economies and they lose their wealth, and they recognize that I'm not done yet, that the time is going to come that I'm going to take them to task. It seems like it's going to be a multi-step process. First, they'll lose their economies. After they lose their wealth, then Hashem says, I will take them to task for the lives that they took. Hashem says, and don't worry, if you think that because they know that step two is on its way, and they don't have much longevity left, so Hashem says, don't worry if they decide to come upon you. The final words of the Navi Yoel is, Vashem shochen b'tzion, Hashem's Shechina is in Zion, and Hashem is the one that protects him, and therefore they will not be able to overcome. And that brings us to the conclusion of the fantastic book of Yoel, and we'll start the book of Amos, as is our minhag. Simchas Torah, we finish the Zos HaBracha, and right away we start Bereishis. We don't want in heaven, they should say, you see, they've ended their learning. We never end. We pause. So we start the next book already. Amos. Divrei Amos, Asher Haya Vanokidim, Mitekoa. The following are the words of Amos, who was among the shepherds in Tekoa. Tekoa is a city in the tribe of Asher that has plenty of oil. Asher Chaza Al Yehuda. The prophecy that he saw, Chaza Al Yisrael, he saw about Israel. Bimei Uziyah Melech Yehuda, Uvimei Yarovam Ben Yoash Melech Yisrael, Shinatayim Lifnei Havash. His prophecy was in the days of the king Uziyah and Yerovam, the king of Israel. Uziyah, the king of Judah, Yerovam, the king of Israel. 2 years before the great earthquake. There was a great earthquake in Israel the day that Uziyah walked into the Holy of Holies. Uziyah walked in, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. And then Uziyah suddenly got tzaras, he turned white. And the Navi says, the words of Amos began, the prophecy he saw was from 2 years before that occurrence. And the Navi will begin with the same words we ended the Navi Yoel, Vayomar Adonai Mitzion Yishag Umirushalayim Yitein Kolo. And he said, Hashem will roar out of Zion, and from Jerusalem he will give his voice. If you recall, that's the one of the last verses in Yoel, Pasuk Tet Zayin, is an identical verse. Vashem Mitzion Yishag Umirushalayim Yitein Kolo. So the Navi Amos, so to speak, is picking up, in certain regards, where the Navi Yoel left off. And we'll pick up here next week, Bezalel Hashem.